I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of Christians worldwide joined in prayer on the Global Day for Darfur yesterday, as more than 200,000 people have died. Insecurity is causing a food crisis. James Lagos with the Africa Inland Church, a Partners International supported ministry, says they're helping with relief and the gospel.
We don't preach the gospel like we preach in the church, but we preach through our deeds. The relief effort that we're doing is reflecting Christ. So as a result of that, many people are coming to know Christ.
One church has already been planted, and they want to plant four more. Next, a new report suggests that 1 in 10 Christians in Eritrea is persecuted for their faith. Voice of the Martyrs Canada quotes from a Compass Direct report, number imprisoned believers at over 1,900. Many of those prisoners are subject to torture and forced labor because of their evangelical stand. To date, reports show that none of the religious prisoners in Eritrea have been brought before a court of law to be charged or tried. Pray that Eritrean Christians will remain strong. And reports of persecution and Great Commission fervor are feeding a serious case of carpe diem, or seize the day, for one evangelist. Global Advance's David Shibley says they're committed to equipping the equippers they train. That's why Global Advance is involved in a record number of conferences in 9 countries this month.
We are endeavoring to place an evangelistic urgency in the hearts of every pastor and every church leader that we train. The emphasis is threefold: church growth, church planting, and turning that national church themselves into a missionary sending church.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is an award-winning film that will help you understand the Middle East situation better. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.